Welcome to Smart About Emotions. I'm your host, Steve Martins. In the future, I'd like to be able to say, I'm your host, Steve Martins, and my co-host is somebody else. And maybe that somebody else could be you, if you've got the time and the wherewithal and the knowledge to be able to participate in this podcast. So please reach out to me, steve.martins@me.com, steve.martins@me.com, and I'll be happy to engage in a discussion with you about that. So as we move into the episode today, I want you to think about your, it's going to be a big event in your life, and you're probably not going to be there, or you won't even know who shows up, but it's your funeral. And I want us to think today for a few minutes about how to have a huge funeral. Hi, Steve Martins here. Welcome to my podcast. Glad you returned. And this is the second episode. And you know, it's all about being smart about emotions. That's what this podcast is about. And I had this thought this morning related to some conversations that I was having in the course of my day. And I was reflecting back on some material that I learned a few months ago, when I was taking a course taught by Dr. Martin Seligman at the University of Pennsylvania. And he was talking about the basic format of how a person gets along in life. And I thought, this morning, this is so relevant. And I entitled my a drawing that I made, How to Have a Huge Funeral. I used to work in the ministry, and I went to some funerals, I tell you, that were very tiny funerals. And you could just, it was sad because you could tell this person had made no impact on other people's lives. And in fact, they probably, the people who didn't come to the funeral were probably like, yeah, I can get along without that person. So I came up with this title, How to Have a Huge Funeral. And I want you to just to imagine with me a quadrant, okay? Quadrants are really helpful because we can go upper left, upper right, lower left, lower right. And in that quadrant, you've got some behaviors. And I'm going to start way down here in the lower right quadrant and talk about a person who is passive and destructive. Passive and destructive in their relationships and encounters with other people. And the reason they're destructive is because they really ignore events, they ignore moments, they ignore insights, they ignore everything that could possibly make that a better relationship. And they literally appear disinterested. Now, it might be that they are interested, but they show no evidence of it. So that's what I call, or not what I, it's what Dr. Seligman called a passive and destructive individual. And they're passive about their relationship, and so they're destructive about their relationship. Now, going up from that lower right-hand corner, now I'm in the upper right-hand quadrant. This is the person who's passive and constructive. Now, passive and constructive is way better than passive and destructive. And this kind of person, or this person really has an inability, or maybe lacks the habit, at least, of stating their support. Now, think about this. You have people working for you. You work for other people. And when they are understated in their support of your work and your passions, doesn't it make you kind of go, oh, why am I bothering? Why am I bothering with this? So we have this passive destructiveness in the lower right, the passive constructiveness on the upper right, and that means that, yeah, this person is kind of low energy, they're understated in their support, but at least they're not working against you in any active way. Now, think about the quadrant again. I'm gonna go back over here to the lower left of the quadrant. And I want to talk about a person who's active and destructive. This is a person who actively destroys things, actively destroys relationships, actively destroys progress, actively destroys all things positive, actively destroys good ideas, actively steals every conversation they're in, and actively dismisses the thoughts and feelings and emotions of other people. This is an active and destructive person. I admit readily, sometimes I'm there. I'm there sometimes, and it does not make me happy to look at this objective information and realize that sometimes I am that guy. And if I continue to be that guy, if I'm always that guy, then it's going to be a very, very small funeral. And then I want to go to the upper left-hand corner of the quadrant. Go there visually with me. And I want you to think about an active and constructive person. A person who is authentic, who really shows up authentically and is authentically enthusiastic about good ideas, about good feelings, about good trips, about good relationships, about fun things to do. A person who's really authentic and enthused. And when you share an idea with them, they're like, wow, that's a good idea. How are you going to make that happen? Or what do you think the next steps are? And they show active interest in who you are as a person. So I want you, if you haven't done this yet, you probably should, and don't do it if you're driving, but just draw the quadrant and put them in there. Lower left, passive and destructive. Excuse me, that's wrong. Lower right, passive and destructive. Upper right, passive and constructive. And then lower left, active and destructive. Don't be that person. And upper left, active and constructive. Definitely do be that person. And make a decision about how you're going to evaluate every interaction you have. Here's a sample. You know, maybe you're talking to somebody and you get sucked into a place where you're really pointing out negative things. And you're there. And how do you get out of it? Well, we get out of that by really purposely becoming and demonstrating the behavior of active constructivity. Think of it this way. Ideally, I want to live my life above the line and to the left. Above the line and to the left. Above the line and to the left. Because that is where I can be active in my support of other people, where I can be enthused about the direction of my life and the direction of their lives, and where I can be supportive wherever possible. Maybe next time I'll try to be a little less morbid, but really, if you're going to go to the trouble of having all those people get together, it might as well be a party. So until next time, this is Steve Martins, and I look forward to getting smarter about emotions with you.